We got a lot of like replies about this one. How to get over 26 years together. He got engaged less than a year into the separation while we're still married.
Hey, welcome to the WTF Divorce Podcast. My name is Rob Roseman. On this show, we talk about everything divorce, whether you're thinking about divorce, going through it, or figuring out life after. Divorce, co-parenting, dating. We cover it all and break it into short clips so it's easy for you to find and learn from. If you want more help, head on over to WTFdivorce.com. Thanks for listening. On to today's show. Real quick, let's talk about today's sponsor. The WTF Divorce Podcast is sponsored by Our Family Wizard. If you're a co-parent, you know how frustrating it can be constantly going back and forth with your ex about the kids, schedule, and expenses. Our Family Wizard helps keep everything organized in one app, making co-parenting communication less stressful. More about how Our Family Wizard can help in a few minutes, but now on to today's show.
We got a lot of like replies about this one. How to get over 26 years together. He got engaged less than a year into the separation while we're still married.
Yeah, that's that significant other problem, right? It would be great if we as a society ended one relationship before we began another, but that just isn't the case. And infidelity, or, you know, maybe there wasn't infidelity in that particular relationship, but there was just, I mean, the problem that I see is that we lie to ourselves, right? We lie to ourselves that this is the right person for us, that we're happy in that marriage, and we go on for way longer than we should. Most people are unhappy in their relationship for 6 years before they do anything about it. That's a very long time. And in that time, that person who's unhappy begins to leave the marriage. So that by the time they end up here, 26 years and is engaged afterwards, I mean, to me, that seems like maybe there might be some overlap in relationships there. But if there wasn't, it's like that person mentally left that marriage a long time ago. So while the actual time between telling the spouse and going through the process is very short, the person who's left the marriage years ago, right? And so they're ready. They're like a horse in the starting gate. Let me get this going, right? And that is incredibly painful. And unfortunately, people are often more excited to begin their new lives than they are to caretake the feelings of the person that they shared a life with for all those years. And, you know, the payoff would be better for everybody if they would be a little bit more sensitive to that. But that's not the world that we live in, right? Unfortunately, reality dictates that people are going to just come and say, I want a divorce, I've been having an affair, and I'm getting engaged. And that becomes your reality. So I really hope that that person is getting the resources that they need to be able to heal that pain, right? Not allow it to turn into bitterness, not allow that emotion to drive their divorce, because they're going to spend more money, financial currency and emotional currency in that regard.
Yeah, that's a big one. And I mean, that first year, first 2 years, I don't care how amicable it is when somebody's dating or there's a affair partner, it is just a really hard period for anybody to get through. So I think some level of just like accepting it and self-compassion for like, this is going to be brutal. It will get easier,
yes.
But it's weird how things actually get harder, you know, right after the divorce in a lot of ways, because you're, you know, thrust into this new reality that is completely foreign. And
you didn't see it coming.
Yeah.
You know, you're happy. I mean, most people are like, oh, I was happy, but you know, there were some issues and I knew about them, but you know, I thought we were going to work them out. And you know, when the other person says, nope, not only am I not working them out, I'm leaving you and I've got this other person, mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. And I think what you said too, one of the two people has usually made this decision or checked out a little earlier, so another person is like processing it kind of at a different time frame. So very confusing stuff.
Yeah, and the other thing I'll say is that, you know, one of the things that's super important is to build into your divorce time for processing your own and the other person's, right? But you know, if you've got a partner that is willing to do that, that's great, but most of the time you don't, you know. And I will say this, once you've made the decision to leave, it's really hard to stay.
That's the truth. Aaron, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Let people know where they can find and connect with you.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure. I was so excited to meet you and be on this. It's an honor and a privilege. Thanks so much for having me.
You can find Aaron on Instagram at Aaron Shaden. Is that the
Aaron
handle?
E. Shaden, I think
Aaron
it is.
But
Aaron E. Shaden. Yep.
You can find us at WTF Divorce. Thank you, everybody, for submitting your questions. We will have a recording, and we're going to have to do more of these so there's more place for people to submit their questions. So thank you, Aaron. I'm going to go tend to a 6-year-old that needs a charge.
Go get those iPads and chargers going.
It's outside time now. Okay. All right.
Okay. Thanks. All right. Take care.
Aaron, see ya.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
The WTF Divorce Podcast is sponsored by Our Family Wizard. If you're a co-parent, you know how frustrating it can be constantly going back and forth with your ex about the kids, schedules, and expenses. Our Family Wizard helps keep everything organized in one app, making co-parenting communication less stressful. Here's Maddie to explain how Our Family Wizard changed her co-parenting life.
Before Our Family Wizard, my co-parent and I were constantly arguing. We disagreed on the cost of our kids' activities. We would fight over whose turn it was to pick up our daughter from school. We had absolutely no boundaries. Our Family Wizard has not only improved communication between us, but it has also saved my sanity. We use the shared calendars, expense tracking, and secure messaging on a daily basis. The ability to coordinate and share important information, plus manage expenses, has stopped the confusion and the fighting. This allowed us to put all our focus back on just enjoying the quality time we have with our kids.
Join more than 1 million parents and family law professionals who trust Our Family Wizard. Go to www.ourfamilywizard.com/WTF and get free co-parenting tips and insights from family law and mental health experts. That's www.ourfamilywizard.com/WTF to get started today.